Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir and psychic medium Sherry. The show is about to begin. Well, happy Sunday, everyone, and thanks once again for taking the time to tune into another episode of Paranormal Horizons. I'm Jason Ophir, joined with the beautiful and talented psychic medium Sherry. And we're just going to talk about whatever tonight. I think we're going to talk a little bit about relationships. And I do have a little paranormal thing that I just experienced not 2 hours ago. Hey, Sherry, how you doing?
I'm hanging there. How about you, Jason?
Oh, I told you before the show, I do not feel well at all. I feel gross, unfortunately.
Really? What's going on with you? What's happening?
Well, as you know, and I've mentioned this before, for many years, my heart is just very irritable, and it doesn't beat the way it should, and it's more of a annoyance than anything else, or at least that's what they tell me. But it just sucks, you know. 15 years of this flip-flopping all over the place, nonstop, every other beat sometimes. And it's hard not to think that you're just going to drop dead any second, especially when one of your best friends just dropped dead last year. And so it takes a toll on me. But beyond that, there's something else is going on. I don't feel good. I just feel yucky. And I don't know. I learned something recently that one of my electrolytes is off. Now, I knew this a long time ago because when I worked at a medical laboratory, you know, if I felt like I was having a heart attack, well, I'll just run my blood, you know. We all did it. And, I'm not having a heart attack. But in the course of one of these episodes a couple of years ago, I decided to run my blood to see where it was at. And one of the things that we ran was phosphorus, which is an electrolyte that you don't really think about, but it's critical to the entire body. If you run too low on phosphorus, you die. You go into a coma and you die. And I noticed at the time, again, this was a couple of years ago, it was really low. Like it was just above being critically low. And I ignored it. I was like, oh, whatever, you know. So fast forward a couple of years to recently, a few months ago, phosphorus was ordered again. And it was still really low. And I assumed at the time that it was because I had very low vitamin D. And phosphorus, among other electrolytes, is connected to vitamin D. So when the vitamin D is corrected, the phosphorus level should rise up. So I worked recently, a couple of months ago, I worked on getting my vitamin D levels up. And I successfully did that by taking 2,000 units a day for a couple of months and got my vitamin D where I was supposed to be. And that should have corrected the phosphorus, but did it? No, it's still very low, not critically low. It's classified as moderately low. So I got to thinking, you know, I have all these weird things, you know, these heart palpitations and all that. And it's something that you don't want low because it can cause heart failure. I mean, it really, your body really requires it. It is rare for it to be low. Of course, me would have something weird, and that's a weird thing to have low. If you are not, most people, or at least the majority of people in critical care and ICU are low on phosphorus. If you're completely malnourished, obviously I'm not, I'm fat, you could be low. And so there are a variety of causes, but it's rare to be low in that particular electrolyte. Potassium, sodium, all that, that's common. But phosphorus is unusual because we get phosphorus from the stuff that we eat. So it's really unusual for it to be low. And so now I got to figure that out. So now I got to collect my urine for 24 hours, and so they can check my urine for phosphorus, which should be entertaining. So that's what I'm dealing with at the moment. I don't know if it has anything to do with me being yucky. I think I had heart palpitations before I found out I had low phosphorus. I did look at my blood work from years ago, and in 2012, my phosphorus was normal. So something metabolically has changed, or my kidneys are messed up, or something's going on there. But hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it, and I won't just die.
You know, when I think about you, Jason, you haven't felt good for a long, long time, right?
That's true. In fact, my significant other was just telling me that, yeah, last week, and I felt like ass, too. But yeah, the funny thing is I don't sleep much on the weekends, so I think that could be part of it as well. I'm just not getting enough sleep on the weekends. So I sleep fine during the week, but during the weekends, I don't sleep well.
How come, if you don't mind me asking, why?
Well, I know exactly why, and I learned probably not a lot of people can relate to this, is I'm addicted to slot machines. I love it. I live for it. And when the weekend rolls around, those weekend days are dedicated to playing slot machines, and I think it's just the excitement of knowing I'm going to do that, and I can't sleep.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I played for like 6 hours today and then like 5 hours yesterday. It's crazy. Crazy addiction. Humanity is crazy. People are crazy. We all have our own things. Some people like to snort coke. My thing is slot machines. I don't drink, so I got to do something.
Yeah, I got to find something to do, huh? As long as you don't go and use your whole paycheck to go and use it on the slots, right?
Oh, sometimes I do that. I don't know. It is what it is. I mean, my bills are paid. Let me just put it that way. I'm not behind it.
Yeah, you don't want to be able to not pay your bills. That's sure.
Well, I don't have a mortgage, and I don't have a rent, so that frees me up a lot to indulge in these sinful activities.
I don't know. I wasn't into gambling. I've never been. I always think every time you put some money in that machine, it feels like I used to think I could buy a brand new pair of running shoes and get some miles on the road. Now I'm buying equipment for my gym.
It's very for me, it's not so destructive, but I do spend a lot of time in these places, and you know, on a scale of 1 to 10s in terms of addiction, I'm probably 7.97. But I do see people go in there, and like you're talking about, I mean, they take their whole paycheck and they lose it. I see people get so mad, and you can just tell that. You know, they're not going to be eating or paying the rent for the next month. And it's like, you know, this is, I'm not talking about like casinos. This is like the state run lottery slot machines. And it's for the state of Oregon to where we reside. It's the second biggest revenue income. So, you know, the state.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes, it's hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's second only to, taxes. So, they go out of their way to get you addicted to these things, these makers of these slot machines, and then they put up signs where you play. If this is a problem, you know, contact this number. It's, you know, nobody contacts those numbers. They just destroy their lives doing it, and. I'm not destroying my life. I'm just having a good time.
Yeah, the only time I go to the slot machines is go for their all-you-can-eat buffet. Oh, my God.
Well, I don't do casinos. Casinos are bad news. Bad juju. I never win at a casino. That's why I don't go to casinos.
Really? How long is it? probably a couple of months ago, I went with my girlfriend, and we went over to Chinook Winds over there at the Oregon coast and went to their all-you-can-eat buffet. Boy, that was expensive. It was almost close to $30 now for the all-you-can-eat buffet. It wasn't worth $30.
It wasn't? It wasn't delicious?
No.
Crab legs and filet mignon, all that?
No, they had prime rib. They had maybe, you know, the small crabs and the shrimp and things like that. But no, it wasn't all that great. You know, I heard if you go through the buffets, you're better off going to Las Vegas. Go to Las Vegas. There are some of their buffets that are pretty immaculate.
Yeah, I think I need to stay away from Las Vegas. That could be dangerous. First of all, it would give me an aneurysm or stroke because it's sensory overload. There's like, you know, you walk into a gaming floor and there's 2,000 machines. I'd be like, I don't know what to play. And when I go to a casino up here in Oregon, like a legit casino, it's like, it's overwhelming. I was like, I don't know what to play, you know?
Right. Wow. Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's been years since I gambled. Years. I can't even remember when. The only time we go down maybe years ago, probably about, I quit running 3 years ago into bodybuilding. Yeah, 3 years ago. Matter of fact, I don't know if you so you live in the Gresham area. Good luck. We're going to have the Hood to Coast next Saturday. So haven't ran Hood to Coast for 3 years. I ran 18 years. 2 years I was injured, so it would have been 20 years. But my team that I started, the Hegley Carriers running team, they're still flat and fast men, we're in the supermen's category. They're going to be going through your direction next Saturday. So you're going to have waves and waves of runners going through from Mount Hood to the Oregon coast, 220 miles for one team.
I'm getting short of breath just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, yeah, 220 miles. So, yeah, it's going to be good. And my team's probably going to be, they're going to be running. I don't know what their start time is. But, yeah, they're going to be, I'm excited for them. You know, it's good. And so they kept the name that we created, and it's going to be good. But, anyway, anybody would like to participate and call in, you're welcome to call in. My number. I'm sorry. Paranormal Horizons, 1-215-383-3999. Again, if you want to call, it's 1-215-383-3999. Call in, and you're welcome to whatever comes through. If you want to have any questions, any comments, or anything, Jason and I are welcome to have anybody come in and welcome and join our conversation.
Absolutely. So I know we're going to talk a little bit about relationships, but I did want to inject a slight potential paranormal incident that just happened a couple hours ago or a few hours ago. I was taking my afternoon nap because I don't sleep well during the weekend. And we have two cats here, and my significant other tucked me in, and left and closed the door. And I was lying there in bed for about 15 minutes, and I felt what felt to me like a cat jumping on the bed. And I'm like thinking to myself, the cats aren't in the room. And then I felt like something under the bed, and I'm like, what the hell? So I wasn't asleep. And so I put my head under the bed, and there's like no cat there. Like it kind of weirded me out because it honestly felt like something jumped on the bed. And I wasn't even close to falling asleep. So it wasn't like some hypnagogic hallucination or anything like that. It weirded me out. I was like, okay. So there might be a ghost animal or something.
Well, you know, it seems like every time you move somewhere, you know, always something follows you.
Well, that's a terrifying thought I don't want to think about. But actually, you mentioned it. That the basement I was in was really haunted, like stuff flying off the walls, being touched, all that kind of stuff. Now, incidentally, last week, we didn't do a show for a couple of weeks, but last week I ran into the lady that owns the house with the haunted basement, and she had somebody else move into basement, and she did not say anything about it being haunted. And he picked up on it and he talked to her about it. He's like, you know, your basement's haunted. And he basically said that the ghost likes this particular corner of the basement, which is the exact location I said the ghost likes. And he wasn't told anything about it.
So what you felt was actually true.
Well, it's validating. I mean, I could tell. I don't know. I got the sixth sense, and I can kind of sense stuff like that. I do not sense anything where I live now. I mean, this is brand new construction. This thing, you know, I mentioned it before. I bought this before it was even built. Now, I don't know what was on the land before, which would be interesting to research. And, you know, we've seen, or I haven't seen, but somebody's seen an apparition. And every now and then there's some weird stuff, but generally nothing happens here. So, and I would like it to stay that way. So I'm not going to be like doing any EVPs or anything like that, because I don't want to open myself up to whatever transient spirits are floating by.
So let me ask you, when you feel a cat that's jumping on your bed and things, it's very common, especially if you had a pet cat that passed away. It's a very common sign, even dogs. I haven't had it on my case. You know, I had my Shih Tzu pass away a little over 3 months ago, and I never felt him like that. He showed me in different ways, through photographs, or the night after he passed, we had to put him to sleep, and I saw this white thing. I was in the foyer, we have a sunken living room. I was in the foyer getting ready to go down into the sunken living room, and I looked down. It was dark, and I see this white thing. It was kind of like a mist, and this thing was kind of swirling. And I was looking towards the floor. It was swirling. I thought, what the heck is that? What's that thing swirling? And I thought, okay, right away, I thought it was my dog. It was either him making rounds, like around, you know, swirling in circles, or tail going back and forth. But I had to take a second take because I wasn't sure if I was imagining it or not, but it definitely was my dog. So sometimes, you know, maybe you had a cat that really was attached to you and wanted to make their presence by their, you know, getting on the bed and feeling you out and stuff. So that's a good sign, though. At least it's not scaring you to death, right?
Yeah. Thankfully, it's nothing too scary, you know.
So you've had some stuff, even in that place, it seems like you've always had stuff going on.
Yeah, I don't know that I believe in attachments, but if that is a thing, then maybe something follows me around. I definitely don't feel like it's negative or bad or anything like that. I don't have bad luck, you know.
Right.
My health is you know, the one thing that I have to understand is I'm almost 50 years old. And when you get older, things pop up. That's just reality. So I don't think that me having some issues or be related to any sort of attachment or oppression or anything like that. I think it's just getting old.
Wow. So you're going to have urine. They're gonna collect your urine, and what's the deal on that? They're gonna find out about your phosphorus levels or what?
Yeah, so they're just looking for phosphorus. So you know, you basically, and it's kind of funny because I used to work in a clinical laboratory, and I used to get these jugs from, you know, from tests from other people. So now I have to do it. So I'm very familiar with it. And you pee in a big jug. You collect 24 hours of urine, so, you know, 9 in the morning and 9 in the morning the following day, and you keep it refrigerated, and then you take it in. And in this particular instance, there's all sorts of tests that they can do. But in this particular instance, it's phosphorus, that they will check for. And what that can indicate is if it's very little phosphorus in the urine means something, it's very high. And typically, as far as my understanding is, that's kidney related. It could have. Now, I don't think I have kidney problems. So I'm pretty sure that this has nothing to do with my kidneys, that something else is going on. But we'll find out. It's probably going to take some investigation, you know.
Well, it pays to have health insurance when you need it, right?
Oh, boy, it sure does. I got good
wow.
health insurance, too. That's the benefit of working in healthcare, you know, is, I mean, I'm only part-time, and still I get really good health insurance.
Mm-hmm. So are you boosted? Are you boosted yet from COVID?
No. I was forced to get the vaccinations for COVID. I guess I can't really say forced, but it was either get vaccinated or don't have a job, so obviously I had to get vaccinated. They are pushing the boosting, but it's not required, so I will not get boosted until I am absolutely required to do so, nor will I get some monkeypox vaccination. I'm not getting a pneumonia vaccination, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I just don't want that. I had to get a bunch of vaccinations to work in healthcare to begin with. I'm good. I'm good with the vaccinations. Don't need none of them.
So working in the hospitals, they really require a lot of vaccinations, don't they?
Oh, yeah. You have to have, you know, all your typical stuff, measles, mumps, rubella. The big one, that non-standard big one, is hepatitis B. And I never completed the series. It's three shots. I did two of the three. So when they tested me, they didn't show that I had immunity to Hep B. And they were pushing me to get the Hep B. And I had to sign something saying, I don't want the Hep B vaccination. And so if I get an exposure to blood, I have to get some immunoglobulin, whatever the hell that is. And but I'm low risk. I do get blood on me all the time. One, I'm not particularly concerned about it. You know, I'm just not worried about it. I'm not. I was going to say I don't handle needles, but I actually do. So, but I'm just not particularly concerned about it. Even in a needle stick situation, the odds of transferring something are slim.
Yeah, that's sure if you're taking precautions. That's the biggest thing. You got to take precautions for that.
Yeah, hepatitis B, the transfer in a needle stick situation, is actually kind of high. I don't know exactly, but if somebody has Hep B and their blood's on a needle and you stick yourself, it's something like 20 or 30%. But when we start thinking about HIV, it's like less than 1%, you know.
Wow.
So.
Yeah, don't let me know, Jason. You know, let me know how you're doing and everything.
Yeah, still kicking, still working. Oh, got it. Now, we were talking about coronavirus, and I think I just contracted it. Okay.
You don't want to do that.
I think that was my Rona sneeze for the evening. So we were going to talk about relationships. And how difficult they are. Oh, my gosh.
We don't want to go into detail or anything, but, you know, like you were just saying, how long have you been married for?
I think it was 14 years.
That's a long time.
Oh, and if she's listening, hey, Maureen, I hope you're doing well.
You always
want to
wish
him
well, right?
Oh, yeah, I do. I have no ill will. It just didn't. This wasn't right for me at the time, you know. I guess I just wasn't ready to be domesticated. It's hard. living with people is hard. You know, everybody, it's no fault of anyone. Everybody's different. Everybody has different expectations, different lifestyles, different behaviors. And when you cohabitate in a structure, it can be difficult because everyone's different. There's always going to be some sort of conflict over something. And when you intermingle your life with somebody else's, it's not always roses and stuff like that. It's just, it's very difficult. We're diverse creatures and, you know, some people get it to work fantastically. Some people not so much. And I, for me personally, I find that, well, I am cohabitating with somebody right now, but I'm not married. I think marriage, you know, this is, it's all legal stuff. And I don't see why two people can't live together and behave like they're married, but not have to sign any papers or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, it's just sometimes it's really difficult. It's just, you know, marriage just doesn't seem like to be the sanctity of what it used to be. It's just very difficult, yeah. Marriages are sometimes, or just relationships in general, you know, it's kind of like I think you either jive with somebody or don't. There's no two ways about it. Yeah, it to me, you know, it's kind of like, I was just talking to a friend of mine and we were just saying, you know, it's kind of like a feeling you have. It's a gut, it's an intuition or a gut feeling. Either you get along or you know things are going to work out or not. Sometimes you just know if they're the right person. I think as you get older, I can only speak for myself, but I've guided a lot of people, and, you know, I'm not far from being perfect. I'm far from being perfect, that is, anyway. But, you know, you learn through the process, but I think that people are put in your path to learn certain lessons, you know, and then you hope that these lessons are going to stick with you and you don't make the same mistake. Sometimes we end up attracting things, people that we have not have resolved in ourselves. Sometimes. I'm very careful with my words. Sometimes. Just like Arena, I'm very careful.
I've had my heart broken, and it had nothing to do with a marriage, and I still struggle with it. I think I don't believe in soulmates because of it, because, I don't know, yeah, I can go into that story if you want me to, I don't know, but I've lost faith.
I believe in soulmates, and I believe in, a twin flame, I really do. And after reading, just research and learning, this is what's all about, is researching and learning and being able to balance everything. I don't know if you know, but my moon sign, my emotional sign is Libra, so it's all about balance and figuring out what, you know, trying to do a lot of compromising, unfortunately, sometimes. Yeah, just about balancing and doing what you need to do to make things work. And just sometimes it's very difficult. But I do believe, after reading, I do believe in soulmates. There is a clear definition between twin flames and soulmates. Absolutely. Absolutely. So I read an article and I shared, I love this article. I could read it to you and maybe it might help somebody say, maybe this person is my soulmate. Maybe this person is my twin flame. But after reading, it was very clear and very concise. And I thought, wow, this is a good article. Might open up your mind. I don't know. If you don't believe in soulmates, you know, there's nothing I can do. It's all good. It doesn't make you less of a person at all.
Yeah, I have to say, after my one experience, I don't believe in it, honestly. Because I thought this person, I was like, wow, I believed that this person was my soulmate, but evidently they did not feel the same way. So,
wow.
And it's, so it may have been doomed from the start because this person was 18 years younger than me, for one.
Wow, really? Okay.
And, but I just love this person to death. Like, it's really the only person I would say that, you know, if somebody pulled a gun, I wouldn't hesitate to step in front of it and take the bullet for this person.
Wow.
And it was just it was a little bit of an awkward relationship. Maybe it was due to the age. I don't know. But she would, you know, we'd break up with me and then get back together. And I'm totally attached to this person, you know. And eventually she dumped me for good. And then I was, even to this day, years later, and plagued with dreams that just re-traumatize me over and over again. The dreams are typically the same sort of thing, is where I'm looking for, or I'm calling out for, you know. And this is years later. Why the hell am I not over this? And this was somebody that I honestly thought was my soulmate. And probably the most emotionally damaging experience of my nearly 50 years on this planet was this relatively short relationship with this person. Far more traumatic than the marriage, which is really, I think, a testament to how I felt about this person. But I still love this person, which makes no sense whatsoever. And I'm sure there are people out there that may be listening that can relate, that have had an experience like this, where you are totally in love with this person and it's a one-way street. So
I think this is what I'm going on. I think I'm going to go and read this to you and to the listeners on live on air. This is a really good article. I want to share this because, like I said earlier, it's pretty clear and concise. You know, just think about it and see if it applies to you, if you have ever experienced it. So you've heard of twin flames. Is that correct? Have you heard of that, or soulmate? There is a big difference.
I've heard of twin flames, but I don't know what it means, so I need the definition.
So what it means, and I'm going to read this article, probably about 5 minutes. I won't take that long, but 5 minutes. It says a twin flame relationship. The twin flame is your other half of your soul and is your only one true love. If you felt yourself longing for this individual that you've never met, you may be yearning for your twin flame. Or perhaps you met someone who you instantly recognized as a person you meant to spend your life with, or whom you instantly felt connected or drawn to like a magnet. So what is a soulmate relationship? Your soulmate is an individual with whom you share a deep natural connection. If you met people throughout your whole lifetime who are instantly, you feel a bond with, they have been fated to be in your life as a soulmate. The main difference, soulmates aren't romantic pairings, P-A-I-R-I-N-G-S, and may have lifelong bonds. However, unlike twin flames, which are always romantically pairings, many soulmate pairings aren't romantic. For example, it's possible for a soulmate connection with a best friend who understands you as a soul level. Or you may have a soulmate connection with a member of your family, such as your son, your mother, your daughter, grandmother, or even brother. And for this reason or others, people who do choose to enter a romantic relationship with a soulmate. You can have multiple soulmates, but you can only have one twin flame. So for each and every person, there is one true love, one twin flame. As a twin flame are thought to be two halves of the same soul, residing in two separate bodies, yin and yang, male and female. Most people believe that it's possible to have a soul family and choose to foster a soul connection with numerous individuals in your lifetime. If you want to enjoy your general relationship with individuals who have your back, it's a great idea to seek members of your soul family, especially if you're sick or spending time with people you see as a competition you don't have the best interest at heart. A soul twin connection or soulmate, a twin connection is far stronger than a soulmate connection. So while soulmate connections are known for being strong, twin flame connections are the strongest connections that between souls which exist. While they are always in sync with each other and share lifetime bonds, the link between twin flames is very raw, passionate, and unbreakable. No matter how many soulmates you will meet, no one will ever understand you and love you the way your twin flame will. While soulmates have the ability of connecting with each other on a special level, twins share the same soul essence and are forever bound to each other. So if you're looking for intimacy on a soul level, it's well worth pursuing a twin connection. And it says you will always be drawn to your twin. While soulmates share a strong connection and usually remain in each other's lives for life, sometimes soulmates can choose to go in their separate ways. However, because the energetic magnetism between twin flames is so powerful, the twins are two halves of the same soul. Twins will always be drawn to each other. In fact, if the twins go through long periods of separation in order to grow as individuals so that they can evolve into a power couple, they will always find their way back to each other. While you may generally care about your soulmate, if you meet your twin, you won't be able to stop thinking about them and your connection. Whereas you won't spend your days and nights dreaming about your soulmate, your twin flame is your mirror where your soulmate's experiences will differ from yours. While you may have many things in common with your soulmates are on their unique journey with their own unique journey with their own twins and will go through different experiences than you. While your twin flame will go through similar experiences at the same time, for example, if you met your twin, you can go through a period of tremendous growth. Your actions will energetically encourage your twin to evolve. So that is why one reason why no one will ever understand you like your twin, and that your twin flame has the same emotions that you have throughout your life, and as a result, understand exactly what you've gone through and exactly how you feel. So to share important life with your twin, one of the reasons why a twin flame exists is to make the world a better place and to help raise the collective consciousness of the world. While twin flames enter union after learning to grow as individuals during separation, they are able to use their combined skill sets in order to fulfill their shared soul's purpose together. While twin flames may have individual goals, they ultimately share the same soul mission. For example, some twins share the same life mission of healing others or may open spiritual schools together, or other twins may want to raise open-minded children while changing the world. So while spending every day with your twin will be like bliss, your union also serves the world as a whole. So if you want to make a difference in the world, spend your life with the love of your life, it's a great idea to have a twin flame in your life rather than settling for a soulmate. Interesting. Wow. The last one, although you don't share a life mission with your soulmate, you can help support your soulmate to reach their dreams. They can help to help with their dreams, and they may be able to find their own twin flame. Huh. Wow. Interesting, huh?
But yeah,
you think about it anyway. It's pretty clear. To me, it's pretty clear, you know, pretty concrete. It's pretty clear. Yeah.
I'm still doubtful. I'm still skeptical.
I'm pretty open-minded. You know me. I'm like, actually, I want to see both sides and I want to see the balance. So, yeah, I like the article. It was a very, very good article. You know, very good. It really shows about, you know, about twin flames and that kind of thing and why and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I like the explanations. I like it. It's pretty to the point. It's on point to me. It's all about evolving your soul. That's what it is, sharing your life and evolving your soul together. And sometimes people cross and people don't. You know, sometimes we have marriages. They don't work. There's always a reason. Sometimes you have relationships. They don't work. But take what you need and leave. Look at the lessons.
Why do these lessons have to be so painful? Like, I don't want no painful lessons. Why can't I just live happily ever after?
Yeah, because we're on Earth. That's why. See, our soul incarnated here on Earth, we're one of the strongest souls to be able to learn about these whole life lessons. It's painful. It really is. And sometimes you wonder, why me? Sometimes you say, gosh, why am I doing this? Why do I have to go through this? Or why do I have to meet this person? But what is the lesson in it? Is it, you know, how to stand in your own, setting your own boundaries? Is it to be able to have the courage and power to move on your own? Is it to be able to help have people that you trust and help, you know, help you go through the difficult times? Instead of always not having help or having emotional help or physical help. I don't know. You know, there's so many different reasons. But when you look at the soul, whether they work or not, then you can think about, okay, hopefully they won't repeat themselves.
Well, I can tell you what the lesson did for me. It made me dead inside and not want to attach to anything. So there's the lesson. That's what the universe is. Just a dark, empty void when it comes to humans.
I think you become a little bit more wary, which is understandable. But if you could learn the lesson and maybe be open to that right person coming into that your life, maybe that might open up and might heal some of the things that you've been through?
I will just continue to cower in my room, empty of any sort of emotion, and wallow in my depression and self-loathing. It's what I do best.
I can't do that, Jason. I'm sorry. I got to move forward. I really do. I just sometimes when I go into difficult situations, I'm thinking, okay, how am I going to get out of this? How am I going to get out? I'm always, my mind is thinking a mile a minute. You know, it's kind of, okay, how do I do this? It's the strategizing part. Oh, shit.
Oh, well, you are a stronger person than I am if you're able to move forward.
Yeah, I think I've been through some hard lessons. But I do have to say, I'm going to play this live on air. I did find my twin flame. And he knows who he is, but, you know, I'm happy and, you know, good. So it's something that you can't describe. Absolutely you can't describe. Once you find that twin flame, it is unbelievable. Absolutely. You just
I
know.
Have no flame. My flame has been extinguished.
You need your,
and I'm dead inside.
You're a Leo. You need your fire. You need your fire. Oh, my gosh. We're both Leos. So I wonder if we get along for that. But anyway, no, my birthday was yesterday. So, you know, I just another year, but it's another year of learning. And a lot of changes coming up. A lot of changes. So, how? Oh, shoot. What did I say? How? Now, just have a positive attitude. You don't want to attract negativity. Seriously. I mean, there's good and bad and everything. And,
darkness is the only thing I feel now.
Hey.
Pain.
No, look at this.
Darkness.
look at the diamond on the road.
Ah, yes, a lot of things are going well for me. You know, sure, I have low phosphorus, but I can't complain, you know. There have been past traumas, but it could be worse. I could be dead. So, things are fine. I have a very good job. I'm autonomous at work, so I don't have somebody hanging over me. In fact, I don't even have any leadership at work. So I do my thing. And it's a very good situation. I work with a doctor, but he's not even my boss. So, I work with several doctors, but, you know, they're not my boss. So, I'm 2 miles away from work. So things are well.
You are very blessed.
indeed. And I have central. The best part of it is I have central air conditioning, so while everybody else is roasting in the heat, I'm cold. I got to get a blankie. I got to wrap myself in a blankie and watch TV. I'm so cold when it's like 110 out.
You're kidding! Wow.
No, but I'll tell you what, the electric bill when you have central air conditioning, it doubled my electric bill. That's the price you have to pay when you have central air. It's just expensive, but it's worth it.
That's what I heard. It's pretty expensive, but central air is really a good heating source. I have a wood stove.
See, I missed that. I wish I did have a wood stove because... Not that I'm a pyromaniac, but, I mean, who doesn't like starting fires? But a wood stove would be extremely awesome. I hope one day I can get out of the suburbs or whatever you consider this place to be and recommune with nature like we've talked about before and get a place out in the country with a stream or on the water. And I'm just visualizing it right now. That would be amazing. Staring at the stars at night. I haven't done that in so long. I've been camping in so long. I would just love to just go outside, put a blanket on the ground, and just watch all the UFOs go by and hopefully not get abducted by aliens.
So, yeah, there's a lot of UFOs out there. Lots and lots of UFOs.
Well, I would
so
love to see them.
I haven't talked to you since the Bigfoot
left.
Right?
You broke up there. What was that?
I said I haven't talked to you since the Bigfoot left.
I think you did talk about that last time.
Okay. I don't want to repeat myself.
I think you talked about it last time. I could be wrong. Come on, Sherry. We know Bigfoot doesn't exist. I mean, let's be real.
It does exist.
Nah.
Just because we haven't seen it or heard it or whatchamacallit doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Just like skinwalkers.
Nah, there would be evidence by now. They would find a body. I don't buy it.
Well, you know, if we can get... We've got a lot of guys wanting to come, and I just haven't had the time or just making the time to have them back. But Stan Gordon, you remember Stan Gordon, he's really big on the Mothman.
Mm-hmm.
I think he came on our show and talked about this creature that is about 12 foot, what is he, 12 foot wingspan. He's a man called Mothman, literally. And, yeah.
Yes, and it was a, when you saw Mothman, it was like a harbinger of some sort of catastrophe.
Yep, exactly. Oh, yeah. And when he took pictures of that, I believe these were authentic. This was not something that was just, you know, made up. Very elusive creature. Anybody want to look at what the Mothman looks like? Go under, well, whatever you're on, Google, whatever your Safari, whatever your search engine, and go under Mothman. Has red eyes, I believe. Yep.
There's nothing more terrifying than red eyes. Can you imagine walking out in the middle of nowhere and you see a 12-foot tall entity with red eyes? That would be terrifying. I mean, I'm a big guy, and 12-foot tall makes me look small.
Yeah, they're glowing. Too many people reporting them in different instances, and they all jive.
Craziness. Well, Sherry, I was just wondering, was wondering if you'd be accepting of ending the show a little early. I just missed a call from my mother who is not doing great, and I want to call her back.
No problem. I hope your mom's doing Okay.
Well, she's 80 years old. She's got some advanced heart failure, and she just went in for a catheter ablation for AFib, which is they stick a wire in your thigh up into your heart, and they burn the inside of your heart to try and burn the areas that are causing the atrial fibrillation, which is a somewhat dangerous rhythm due to the risk of stroke. And so, which the procedure itself, if you're normal and healthy, it's not a huge big deal. There's always risk in anything you do in life, but when you're 80 years old and you have advanced heart failure, it's a little, it's more sketchy. So I want to call her and see how she's doing.
Well, she called me.
Yeah, you know, I called her this morning, and or actually it was this afternoon, and she sounded like she was dying, and I was like, oh, that's not good. But I think I woke her up from a nap, so I don't know. So I need to talk to her and see what's going on.
Okay, that's fine. We can just end it. We're just only not even 10 minutes. Yeah, and maybe next week I'm available. We can get on. Yeah, we can get a guest. If you want me to go get a guest, I can bring a guest on. That would be great. Also, maybe get a hold of Andrew Perrone or Ross Allison. So, yeah, Ross Allison, I'll see if I can get a hold of him. We're supposed to do a round table, too, but I don't think it's a good time right now. We got too much going. So maybe if you want to do a guest or I can run the board, if you don't feel like it, I can maybe talk to get a, well, if you're not up to it, we can figure something.
Well, we can play it by ear and see how it goes. As of right now, I am down to do a show next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Feeling better. My gosh. Colin, get a hold of me. Let me know how you're doing and everything. We'll figure something out. Okay. But the main thing
I'm just
going to
eat a bunch of pork chops because it has phosphorus. So I'm going to go on a pork chop binge.
Wow. They have a lot of phosphorus.
I just Googled. Not that that would necessarily help me because something metabolic's wrong, so I don't know that increasing the intake of phosphorus is going to do anything, but I think I'm going to try.
Okay. Well, anyway, let me go and plug myself in. I tend to forget to plug myself in sometimes. So, if you get a hold of me, Psychic Medium Sherry, get a hold of me on Facebook, Psychic Medium Sherry, C-R-I. Go ahead and like and follow me. You can see my reviews there at the top page. But also, too, you can get a hold of me on my website, www.psychicmediumsherry.com. You can get a hold of me. Go under the contact form. You can call me. And if I'm not, if I'm busy and doing a reading or Chinese medicine, I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So I just want to tell everybody thank you. Yeah, thank you for following us. We still have high numbers of likes and on our page. I don't think it's deteriorated too much, but I think we still have about 48,000 followers on our Facebook pages, which is still pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. And well, with that, I've got to call my mom, and then I got to start thinking about eating some food, and we'll hope everybody has a safe and fantastic week. We'll see everybody next Sunday, 7 p.m. West Coast time.
Hey, take care, everybody. Love and peace.
Good night, everyone.